Jackson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
All across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 18th of June, 2011. I had a little bit of a last-minute runaround here and dealing with some things here, trying to get the place a little organized here, ready for the program. But anyway, welcome to the program. It's good to have you back. And a lot going on, a lot to cover in this hour. In the next hour, we're going to be bringing up Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. Lots to cover on the economy and the influx of communist Chinese coming into this country. We'll probably talk about that, reinventing government, and a lot of other things as Vicki does her research and presents it on her website and, of course, on the program. I don't want to eat up too much time doing idle banter here because a lot going on. We have wilderness areas being designated again. More land grabs by the government as Salazar, Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary of the United States government, attempts to put more land off limits. Wilderness, of course, being the strictest designation for land. And you folks, we have some updates on that as well. There's a hearing going on in Congress right now. The House is hearing about the Fast and Furious program. That's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms program. We told you probably about a month ago that the United States was responsible for helping to arm the drug cartels. This is a story, ladies and gentlemen, that I think is pretty explosive because it would have never made the light of day had these BATF agents not come out in the forefront. One of their colleagues were killed, and consequently they came forward and blew the whistle on this program. But for a long period of time, the federal government had this program, and these people were ordered to stand down as these drug cartel members were purchasing weapons, and they let it happen. In fact, they helped to facilitate it. So we have a clip here from one of the hearings from one of the federal agents, John Dodson. We're going to be playing here as this hour progresses. I think this is a vital, important program, hearing and certainly investigation, which will probably be whitewashed, as all federal investigations are. It'll be derailed. That's my prediction, but it's important anyway because it helps to serve to illustrate how all of these things are done. And certainly with the orchestration of terrorism around the world in order to have new frontiers in the war on terror, certainly this cartel violence that is building up along the border needs to be talked about, even as they're talking about taking away our guns. The Small Arms and Light Weapons Conference of the United Nations is coming up as well. I don't think all this is coincidental. All right, we'll take a few minutes away. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Turkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I mentioned that they have the federal government is in the process of designating new wilderness areas. Ken Salazar, the U.S. Interior Secretary, says he wants to work with Congress to create a list of public lands by October 15th that should be immediately designated as wilderness. Now, this comes from the Motorsports Newswire. These people are against this stuff because, for obvious reasons, they want to be able to have their off-road vehicles and this sort of thing. And so it's infringing upon their freedoms and their territory to be able to have a place to ride. And so they're coming out against this, and they say that Ken Salazar cites an omnibus public lands bill that was ramrodded through Congress to inappropriately designate 2 million acres of public land as wilderness, as an example of what can be done if the Obama administration and members of Congress work together. A wilderness designation is one of the strictest forms of public land management. Once Congress designates an area as wilderness, nearly all forms of non-pedestrian recreation are illegal, including off-highway vehicle and bicycle riding. In a June 10th letter to members of Congress, Salazar says he will work with Congress to identify public land managed by the Federal Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, that should be designated as wilderness. Quote, noting the bipartisan success of Congress and the Obama administration, to designate approximately 2 million acres of wilderness in 2009. Secretary Salazar said that he will deliver to Congress by October 15th of this year a list of areas overseen by the Bureau of Land Management that he believes are ready for immediate wilderness designation by Congress, the Interior Department says in a printed statement. AMA Washington Representative Rick Podolska warns that this new effort will require vigilance on the part of responsible off-highway riders nationwide. He says the bill the department referred to, the Omnibus Public Land Management Act of 2009, was quickly positioned for a vote and approved through political sleight of hand when the contents of an unrelated bill were deleted and the Omnibus Public Lands Bill language was inserted. Now, that was the bill from 09, but they crammed that through. What we're talking about here is current information, listeners, because they want to deliver this, again, to Congress by October 15th, this list of 2 million acres of wilderness, these new sites that they want to designate as wilderness areas. They want to get this to Congress by October 15th of this year. Anyway, this head of this AMA group, this American Motorbike Association, I guess is probably what it stands for, he says Congress fast-tracked that omnibus land bill, that 1,300-page bill, inappropriately designates some 2 million acres of public land as wilderness in several states nationwide. The legislation was a combination of more than 160 bills, and some federal lawmakers complained that they had never seen almost half of them, let alone debated them, nor had time to get constituent input on them before the final vote. Well, okay, this begs the question, once again, this is so typical of these critters, okay? Well, we're complaining. We haven't had a chance to read this legislation. We haven't had a chance to debate this legislation. We haven't even seen the bill. I mean, is this not the same thing that happened with the Patriot Act originally, listeners? So why do they vote for it? You know, I'm sorry, but this is a load of crap. You don't vote for legislation you don't read. I mean, what if they had a bill that said every single person in America had to go to work camps? I mean, these clowns would vote for it anyway, and then they would later on complain and say, well, you know, we never had a chance to read it. Listen here, you idiots in Congress. I'm sorry to be so rude here and so crass in my vernacular. But if you can't read the bill, if they don't give you a chance to debate the bill and read the bill and even see the bill, then vote no on the bill. That's how to handle this. It's an automatic no vote if you can't see the bill, if you don't read the bill. Why is this so difficult to understand? All right. I'm going to get off my tirade here. They say that same proposal in a different bill had passed the Senate earlier but failed to muster enough votes for approval in the House. The AMA supports appropriate wilderness designations that meet the criteria established by Congress in 1964. But anti-access advocates have been abusing legislative and administrative processes in repeated attempts to ban responsible OHV recreation on public land. Quote, the actions taken by the current Congress could have a profound impact on the ability of responsible off-highway riders to use public land. It's important that all responsible riders stay informed. Pardon me, I got the window open and I have a plane flying over. So if you hear something in the background, forgive me. It's important that all responsible riders stay informed about a wilderness bill in Congress and take action when necessary to help protect their right to ride. In his letter to Congress, Salazar also notes that he will pursue new policy decisions for managing public land, saying that Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes will work with the BLM and interested parties on recommendations for how the agency should manage the millions of acres of public land that are not protected under the Wilderness Act, but that have wilderness characteristics. Does not all land have wilderness characteristics, listeners? I mean, there are trees there. What are these wilderness characteristics? I mean, do they have wildlife there? You know, and if they can find some academic to say that there's some sensitive thing about it, maybe they can fund an academic to do a study. As they're doing widespread throughout the nation already, maybe they can fund an academic and say that, hey, you know, this has got a little sensitive area here, or there's an endangered species here, never mind the fact that we don't really have any evidence of this. But, you know, they can say anything they want, and then they turn around and act upon the foundation. Well, because this guy is an expert. This guy, never mind the fact that we're paying him on the side, but he's an expert. And he says that this is the way it is, so we got to act about this and put this off limits. This is the way this nonsense is going on. This is the way it happens. All right. They say the new policy was widely expected to restrict or eliminate responsible OHV use in the affected areas. You know, and by the way, God help you if you have land that butts up against one of the public land areas. You know, I mean, these areas keep getting larger and larger and larger, and they swallow more and more ground, more acreage, more hectareage. And folks, as I said often on this program, they're not making any more land, okay? What you got is what you got, and once it's gone, it's gone. But this falls right in line with the Wildlands Project, or as they're calling it today, the Wildlands Network, this spine of land down mostly the western part of the nation, but parts of Michigan. It goes down on both sides, actually, of the nation. Down into Florida, but it goes down from Central America all the way up to Alaska, out west and in the eastern part of the United States as well. Most of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is under it. Nearly all of Florida is under it. If you want to look at the map, go to TWP.org, and they have the map there. We probably have a copy of the map somewhere ourselves. Point of the matter is, this is all a part of that. And that's just one Agenda 21 program, listeners, the Wildlands Project or the Wildlands Network. This notion, this idea that all wildlands need to be protected. And if you build a fence or if you have your house there, what they call urban sprawl, you know, this is going to interfere somehow with the wildlands. And this is going to interfere with the what this is all designed to do. When this is all, and it's all a part of Agenda 21, when it's all implemented, listeners, it'll be you and I will be in the cages in the wildland, the wildlife will be looking in on us. Because this is designed to cage humanity, and it's designed to proliferate wildlife. And really, it's a people control agenda. That's what it all boils down to. Anyway, finishing this up, because I don't want to take too much time on this. They say federal lawmakers consider the wildlands policy a land grab and a blatant... Okay, let me back up here. The new policy was widely expected to restrict or eliminate responsible OHV use in the affected areas and appeared to have been orchestrated, did you hear that, orchestrated by anti-access groups to pull an end run around Congress. It also was expected to have a far-reaching impact because BLM manages about 245 million acres of public land nationwide, primarily in 12 western states. Federal lawmakers consider the wildlands policy a land grab and a blatant attempt to usurp congressional authority. Several governors also were very vocal in their opposition. Because of opposition from powerful federal lawmakers, governors, the AMA, its members, and other OHV enthusiasts, the wildlands policy hit a major snag on April 15th. That's when Obama signed into law the fiscal year 2011 continuing resolution, the funding measure that keeps the federal government operating through September 30th, which included language barring the Interior Department from using any of the money to implement the wildlands land use policy. All right, I got a little more on this on another article, and then we'll move on to the other things that I have as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Wiggs. Finishing up this land thing with Salazar, Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, now proposing to have more new national monuments. The Associated Press reported just a few days ago, Hanging Lake in western Colorado is among six of the newest national natural landmarks designated by Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. The others designated Wednesday include Barefoot Park in southern Arizona, Colotus Ridgetop in Washington State, Round Top Butte near Medford, Oregon, and the Island of Oregon. The Golden Fossil Areas near Golden, Colorado also was designated as an extension to the Morrison Fossil Area National Natural Landmark, which will now be known as the Morrison Golden Fossil Areas National Natural Landmark. Each site was identified through a process that included a scientific evaluation, and we know there's how their scientific evaluations go, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, grant-funded scientific research. Chapter 35 of Agenda 21, Science for Sustainable Development. Bribing the so-called scientists to get them to give you the outcome that you want. And then you can point to them and say, hey, see, these scientists are saying X, Y, and Z. And this is why we need to do this. Anyway, the San Francisco Chronicle reporter writing this says that the process included a scientific evaluation and public comment period. Now, once again, public comment periods. If you want to have an example of how public comment periods really work, go check out the video that Mark mentioned last week on this program. It's up on the website right now at the top of the videos. This is a public comment period. It's how they sell Agenda 21 to your community is what I called it. Listen to that two-hour meeting. And believe me, yeah, it's 2 hours long, and it's a public meeting. But you know what? It's not dull. It's not dull. Listen to how these people sell Agenda 21. And I want to thank again Janan for sending me that video, because it's very instructive. I really think it should be required viewing for anybody who cares about property rights. I think it's that important because it demonstrates just perfectly how these people lie to you to sell the comprehensive plan for land use to your community. This is a township meeting, and I can get into this later on, but I don't want to eat up all of our time right now. There's a lot to cover. Anyway, finishing this up, they say each site was identified through a process, scientific evaluation, public comment period to acknowledge each site's unique biological or geological feature, and they claim no new land use restrictions will be imposed. Okay, well, if that's true, then what's the point in doing any of this? If no new land restrictions will be imposed, then what's the point? That's hogwash, folks. They say there are now 591 national natural landmarks, and the beat goes on. The war on your private property rights intensifies, and we have no shortage of distractions in the political front from Anthony Weiner and the various other Weiners in Congress and outside of Congress and in the entertainment industry and yada, yada, yada. We're assaulted from all sides. In the meantime, we have ranchers out west. They have taken some wolves, at least, off the endangered species list. This is a good thing. However, wolves wouldn't have been a problem if the government hadn't been reintroducing them. The people in this country spent so many years trying to eradicate these wolves because they were horribly dangerous. They're obnoxious predators. They kill cattle. They kill people. And they have no business living anywhere where people are living. Okay? And so what does the government do in the name of the Wildlands Project, Rewilding America? We have to reintroduce wolves to all of these areas where wolves had been eradicated and all this money had been spent to eradicate them. Anyway, now we're dealing with this problem. Ranchers in western states said they're hopeful that the removal of gray wolves from the federal endangered species list will make it easier to hunt the predators and stem losses of cattle and sheep. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service earlier this month formally lifted federal protections of more than 1,300 wolves in Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and Utah. That will allow hunting of the carnivores that ranchers say have been taking a steady toll on their livestock over the past two decades. Tex Marchesault, a cattle rancher near Dillon, Montana, says he's lost several young cattle over the years, and other livestock has been injured in attack. Government trappers killed a six-wolf pack on his land a few years ago, but another pack soon took its place. He says, let the public know what kind of killers we're faced with, he said. They're killers, and that's just the way it is. Many ranchers distrust the government. They say they created the problem by reintroducing wolves to the region decades after they were wiped out. We were just running along fine for the last 25 to 30 years of my life, and now you put a huge predator into the mix. It certainly makes it a challenge, says John Hell, part of a four-family sheep and cattle operation near Dillon. While Montana has close to 3,000 wolves, Minnesota has 3,000 wolves, the most in the lower 48 states, most of the losses blamed on them have been in the West, especially Montana and Idaho. All right, I got to take a break. I can't believe how fast the time's going. I'm going to try to wrap all this up. I got IPCC news as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
All right, we're back. I'll try to budget my time here this half hour as carefully as possible because we have a lot to cover. The Telegraph out of the UK indicates, you know, the IPCC is a part of the United Nations. Listeners, it's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Most of you know that. Now they have an idea. You know, buying into this global warming nonsense, which there's absolutely no evidence this is really going on, but the IPCC, undeterred by that fact, is now considering sending mirrors into outer space in order to tackle the problem that doesn't really exist. Telegraph out of the UK says IPCC considering sending mirrors to space to tackle climate change. Reflective aerosols would be sent into space under a series of radical geoengineering measures being considered by the UN climate science body to tackle climate change, leaked documents disclose. This was just 2 days ago this was reported. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change papers leaked ahead of a key meeting in Peru next week, outlining the series of techniques in which scientists hope will manipulate the world's climate to reduce carbon emissions. Among the ideas proposed by a group of 60 leading scientists from around the world, including Britain, and once again, scientists. Who are these scientists? Grant-funded scientific research, listeners. I keep beating that horse, but I'm going to keep beating the horse because we're living in a day and age where social architects are engineering society, and we're living under the dictatorship of a group of quote-unquote experts. okay? These experts, which aren't really experts at all. They're shills, paid shills. Anyway, they say among the ideas proposed by the group of 60 leading scientists from around the world, including Britain, include producing lighter... Now, listen to this. This is some of... This, folks, is what happens when you have a bunch of rich people who go nuts. Okay? This is some of the insane crackpot ideas they have for dealing with this non-problem. Okay? They want to include... These ideas include producing lighter-colored crops. They're going to produce lighter-colored crops to reflect sunlight, blasting aerosol mirrors into the stratosphere, and suppressing cirrus clouds. Other suggestions include spraying seawater into clouds as another reflection mechanism, depositing massive quantities of iron filings into the oceans. What's that going to do? Painting streets and roofs white and adding lime to oceans. Experts suggested that the documents leaked from inside the IPCC to The Guardian show how the UN and other developed countries are despairing about reaching agreement by consensus at the global climate change talks. But the newspaper reported that scientists admit that even the ideas theoretically, if they theoretically work, they could cause irreversible consequences to the environment. And once again, you have a situation like so many others, listeners, that they're going to damage the environment. They're going to cause what they say irreversible consequences to the environment under the name of fighting this non-existent problem called climate change. Yeah, climate change does happen. It happens. It's been happening since the beginning of time. It's been happening since prehistoric times. Ever since there was a climate, it has changed. You're not going to stop it. It's like trying to stop the Earth from rotating, okay? You can't do it. Many of the scientists also accept that there are major uncertainties surrounding the technologies. Britain has backed a series of research projects with millions of pounds, including one being operated by Bristol University to develop a hose held up by balloons in which sulfates can be sent into the stratosphere. The Royal Society is also reportedly also attempting to develop international guidelines and principles around the topic. Next week's meeting in Peru is expected to provide governments with a scientific assessment of geoengineering technologies. Now, keep in mind, they're already likely geoengineering the environment already. We got the HARP facility in Alaska. I mean, nobody really has been able to explain what that research facility is all about, listeners, even though they send radio waves into the atmosphere, heating up the ionosphere. And it's just one of many facilities. We had a caller on this show not too long ago said, well, you know, HARP's not guilty of setting off quakes. People are saying HARP set off the quake in Japan. He says, I called him up and asked him. That's what he told me in an email. But even if HARP isn't guilty of that, we have a lot of these facilities around the planet, listeners. HARP is just one of many of these types of things. Okay? And once again, I don't care what anybody says, William Cohen, former Defense Secretary of the United States government, said that earthquakes and volcanoes can be used, can be set off through the use of electromagnetic waves. So if it's not HARP, what is it? Because he said it can be done, and he said the terrorists are going to use it this way. Well, who are the terrorists, listeners? Who's been the terrorists all along? Who are the terrorists in the Middle East that are bombing people with drones, unmanned drones being flying over? Look at all the animosity being created around the world at the United States because of our activities over there, and then we have this war in Libya. And I'm getting sidetracked again, but the war in Libya. What's the purpose of that, even as now Congress is threatening Obama, saying he's in violation of the War Powers Act? Well, how long has this been going on, listeners? I mean, we haven't had a congressional declaration of war. for most of these recent conflicts, certainly not any of the ones in my lifetime. So what's the point? Why didn't they stop George W. Bush? And again, I'm all for them stopping this nonsense, but they should have stopped it when Bush was doing it. And they should have stopped it when Bill Clinton was doing it before him. And they should have stopped it when George Herbert Walker Bush was doing it before him. And on and on and on it goes. I'm telling you, this is just a political football. That's all it is. They're not going to stop the wars because they're all in favor of the wars. And when we get a Republican president to replace Obama, which I suspect we probably will, the next election will probably go to the GOP. Then where will the Congress critters be on the War Powers Act? I guarantee you they'll be AWOL. Because it's just a good political clamoring tool. Anyway, back to the IPCC. They say the Royal Society is also reportedly also attempting to develop international guidelines around the topic. They talked about next week's meeting in Peru is expected to provide governments with a scientific assessment of geoengineering technologies. It is also widely expected to back proposals to fund more research and even large-scale experimentation. The disclosures come as scientists warn that coral reefs around the world could be teetering on the brink of extinction, another crisis. Another crisis, listeners. The coral reefs are all dying. Well, gee, let's talk about the coral reefs for just a second. Let's talk about BP in the Gulf of Mexico. And let's talk about the administration, who is supposedly one of the huge environmental advocates, what their activities were surrounding that whole thing. What were the sanctions on BP after that whole thing is going on? And now we hear there's a 7-mile stretch of oil still floating in the Gulf. We were told that everything was fine. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It all just magically went away. Well, those oil-eating microbes must have done their work. You know, and how much coral reef destruction could have been done by the spraying of Corexit 9500 in the Gulf? This was banned. This Corexit was banned in the UK because it was too risky. I documented that. So don't tell me about the coral reefs when the very, very people who are advocating the environmental nonsense are pulling off things like this. They don't care about the coral reefs. It's all about controlling you folks. That's what it's all about. And here's another example of that. Fox News. Climate changing tides. Research center under fire for adjusted sea level data. Another example of the experts and their work. Even as we talked on the show about the University of East Anglia Climate Research Center and how the emails that were hacked into proved that they were orchestrating scientific research, they were doctoring the research to prove that all this global warming nonsense was really going on when it's not. Here's another example of that. Fox News reports, is climate change raising sea levels, as Al Gore has argued, or are climate scientists, and I'll put that word in quotes, are they doctoring the data? The University of Colorado's sea level research group decided in May to add 0.3 millimeter, or about the thickness of a fingernail, every year to its actual measurements of sea level, sparking criticism from experts who called it an attempt to exaggerate the effects of global warming. You see, sea levels aren't rising, and so they're going to make them rise in their data. Gatekeepers of our sea level data, and this is a quote, are manufacturing a fictitious sea level rise that is not occurring, says James Taylor, a lawyer who focuses on environmental issues for the Heartland Institute. Steve Nurem, the director of the widely relied upon research center, told Fox News that his group added 0.3 millimeter this year to the actual sea level measurements because land masses still rebounding from the ice age are rising and increasing the amount of water that oceans can hold. We have to account for the fact that the ocean basins, he says, are actually getting slightly bigger. Water volume is expanding, a phenomenon they call glacial isostatic adjustment. Taylor calls it tomfoolery. He says, there really is no reason to do this other than to advance a political agenda. And there you have it. There's more to that article, but in the interest of time, I'm going to move on. It's up on the website, I believe, if you want to read the whole thing. Moving along here. Sustainable solutions, listeners. This is what we're given today as the end-all, be-all way to live our life in harmony with nature and to live lightly, have a light footprint upon the earth. One of those sustainable solutions is electric cars. And now we're finding out that a lot of these sustainable solutions aren't quite so good. One of the things the World Bank has come out with about ethanol, you know, they were promoting ethanol as a important environmental biofuel. And then the World Bank came out and said, you know, there's a lot of people that are going hungry because farmers are planting ethanol crops for ethanol. And it's causing hunger in third world countries. In other words, their sustainable solution isn't. Their sustainable solution causes more problems. It causes more poverty. By the way, United Nations, how's the halving of poverty going on? How are those Millennium Development Goals? You know, isn't the first Millennium Development Goal, it seems to me like, if I recall, it was to cut in half by poverty? By something like 2015? How's that going? And by the way, seems like there was one in there about hunger, too. How's that shaping up? Anyway, the Australian says electric cars could produce higher emissions over their lifetime than petrol equivalents because of the energy consumed in making their batteries, a study has found. An electric car owner would have to drive at least 129,000 kilometers before producing a net saving in CO2. Many electric cars will not travel that far in their lifetime because they typically have a range of less than 145 kilometers on a single charge and are unsuitable for long trips. Even those driven 160,000 kilometers would save only about a ton of CO2 over their lifetime. So electric cars, not quite as green as originally thought, and this is so typical of these people. In the meantime, as our restrictions on travel go forward, they're talking about electric cars. And now we see out of the Independent, out of the UK, your electric car, by the way, is going to be worthless if the national grid goes down. Unless you have solar panels on your electric car, how many of those have solar panels? The Independent says controlled power cuts likely as sun storms threaten national grid. This came out, probably about a week ago. It was June 13th. Officials in Britain and the United States, they say, are preparing to make controlled power cuts to their national electricity supplies in response to a warning of a possible solar storm hitting the Earth. In an interview with the Independent, Thomas Bogden, director of the U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center, said that controlled power outages, quote-unquote, will protect the national electricity grids against damage, which could take months or even years to repair, should a large solar storm collide with the Earth without any precautions being taken. Dr. Bogden is in close discussion with scientists in the UK Met Office to set up a second space weather prediction center in Britain to coordinate a global response to the threat viewed seriously by both U.S. and U.K. governments. One topic of discussion is how to protect national electricity grids from the immense power surges caused by geomagnetic storms, which happen when highly energetic solar particles collide with the Earth's magnetic field. The most vulnerable parts of the grid are the hundreds of transformers connected to power lines many miles long that can experience sudden current surges during a geomagnetic solar storm, he said. It points to a potential scenario where large parts of North America or Northern Europe maybe without power from between days or weeks to perhaps months, and in extreme cases, there are estimates that it could last years. They go on to talk. They say the aim of the joint U.S.-UK collaboration is to improve solar weather forecasting to a point where it is possible to warn power companies of an imminent storm. There's a feeling that a Category 5 solar storm, the biggest of the five categories, if it were to be predicted, then taking the grid offline before it is due to hit Earth and letting the storm pass would be better than trying to keep things running. Anyway, I thought you deserved that heads up, listeners, that now they're talking about taking the grid offline. And all I got to say about that, folks, is you better have some plan in place to get your water, to survive, whether it's a backup generator or something, to be able to pump water out of the ground or to treat water, and get fuel and all that stuff, because when they're starting to take the grid down, they're talking about this stuff. I think we need to take heed. Be prepared. Don't rely so much upon their technology. All right, we're already up to break time. I want to get into this gun runner scenario. There's a lot more I have here to cover, but I'm going to have to let it go for now. Maybe we'll get to some of this stuff next week. Gun runner stuff of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is testimony. We'll be back here in a moment.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit Theravim.com.
All right, I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time here. We have a final segment for this hour. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. I'm going to end up having to cover some of this ATF stuff in the next hour, but that's okay because we can get her opinion on it as well. I think it's very important what we have going on right now with all this sustainable stuff and the global warming front, the taking of private property in various places through eminent domain and end runs around eminent domain with regard to the code enforcement in cities and towns. We had the Kelo versus New London Supreme Court decision, which allowed towns and cities to take people's private land for a private developer. So all of this facilitates the redesigning of cities, listeners. Even as they're trying to take and put off off limits to people, even to put off limits your use of the rural areas, you have no place to go but towns and cities. And the towns and cities are being targeted. We have something going on right now in trying to remember what the town is. It'll come to me. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get into this gunrunner thing because I don't want to waste too much time. And certainly this is very, very important. Reuters reports U.S. agents slam gun sting effort on Mexico border. We know Homeland Security, ladies and gentlemen, is a joke. It's a sick, sick joke. We're being groped at the airport. We have naked body scanners at the airport, which see you naked, light you up with radiation. The TSA now has expanded its reach now from airports and bus terminals. They're wanting to put these groping situations in bus terminals. These airport naked body scanners are going to be coming to bus stations and probably your mall here eventually, if it's not already happening. And now they have there was a school in recent history that was just like within weeks ago, they were having some sort of prom or something, and they were going to have TSA agents there to screen the students before they entered into the prom. I guess the idea is to prevent somebody from going in there, a student, and shooting the place up. I mean, this is the kind of security apparatus we're erecting here in the United States, which is just absolutely insane and totalitarian. It's getting to the point where you won't be able to move or do anything without being surveilled. So Reuters says U.S. firearms agents told lawmakers on Wednesday that they were instructed to watch, only watch, as hundreds of guns were bought, illegally resold, and sent to Mexico, where drug-related violence has raged for years. Now, we have all of this going on, the security apparatus going on, as all this drug infestation and crime is going on along on the border. And any time the states in the southern border try to make any effort to curtail this and to prevent the tide, the flood of criminals come into this country, Homeland Security steps in and says, no, you can't do that. Federal government says, you know, they'll sue them. They take them to court. And so in the meantime, you got the DATF being ordered to stand down and allow this thing to happen. These ATF agents being told to stand down. And when we come back from the clip, when we come back in the second hour, I got a clip I want to play you. This was ATF agent John Dodson testifying before a House committee about what happened there. And he says this was the plan. The plan was to let these weapons get into the arms of the cartel members. We told you folks that they are deliberately arming cartel members. And this is basically what this ATF agent said himself. We'll play you that clip on the other side of the break in the second hour. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Also, Vicki Davis is going to be joining us as well. Don't go away. Hour number two is about to begin.
The next